matter. Aye, aye. Rip. It's not too late.
And this is.
That didn't pick up. Fuck.
And we are live somewhere in California.
In a place you'll never find out.
In a place you'll never find out. We out here. It is Malik talking. I'm here with my boy
Serene.
Yeah, I'm here with my boy Serene, man, and we just hanging out, bro. Just a couple of bros, just kind of. Sipping some beers, hanging out. I don't know, man.
40 Friday, baby.
40 Friday. Yeah, hello. They loud clean. Oh, shit. Damn. But we're here on this beloved 40 Friday, and I'm just blessed to be here with you, man. We don't really get enough times like this, bro. So,
same.
Glad to kick it with you on the pod, and we just having a good time. Thank you for working with me, though. Like, it was a struggle getting this shit going, but we got it. I don't give a fuck. We're making the shit work, and we're doing it. This is part two. Well, actually, this isn't part two. This is, like...
Part three, but also, like, part 10.
Yeah.
Count every car talk we ever had.
Right. Like, we don't... Right, facts. Like, we should record... If we could record all the conversation, we would have had 20 episodes.
You niggas, like, would be in trouble.
You niggas, we spared y'all. So trouble, bro. But it's okay. It's okay. But I'm very glad to be here with you, dog. And I had the idea. I was just sitting there. I'm like, bro, we don't get enough time to do this, so we got to do it two times, bro. So, like, bro.
Same.
We're going to talk some shit on here, and then we'll do something else later. But I'm just glad you're on here, bro. So, first things first, I just want to ask you.
The answer is no.
Bro,
Esmeralda, estás en la escuela.
I don't even know what I was gonna. I just totally blanked because, like, I'm just like, I don't know, bro. Because I wanted to talk about Dragon Ball Z, but I knew we were gonna talk for an hour about it. But I just know, man. Like, it's sad, bro. Like, this is like
one time for Toriyama, man.
Man, one time. What the?
Pulling out.
Look, only because I'm broke, I can't pour this all. I need all my sorrows, man.
Nah, dude, this is not even 24 hours after we found out the news.
Yeah, bro, this is good.
It's fucked up. It's punch in the gut, you know?
Yeah.
I don't... Honestly, if I had said I didn't cry about celebrity deaths, I'd be lying. I cried when Kobe died. I cried when DMX died. I definitely cried when Akira Toriyama died. I stayed up till like 1 a.m. last night watching Dragon Ball Z.
Nice.
Just like clips.
Bro, just like fights, bro. I'm like, yeah. Watch Gotenks the other night, bro. Like, just fucking, just... And the way the sagas would go, like, the Frieza saga, like, you're just watching everyone get their ass beat for, like, a minute. And then Goku finally figures out a way to, like, kill all these niggas, bro. And
he doesn't show up for the entire saga.
Right,
the end.
Right. He just, like...
He figures out a way to, like, heal, and then he comes back.
Bro, and it'd be so cooked, like, his son be dying, like, and niggas be shooting, like, laser death beams through niggas, and they're like, Goku! And he's like...
That's why you gotta watch the OG, though. Because, like, I was watching King Piccolo, like, part of that saga last night, and that's where, like, that's, like, prime Goku, because, like, that's, like, the first time everybody dies, and then they kill the dragon, too.
Mm.
Like, Krillin, like, Chatsu, like, Master Roshi, like, all die. And then, like, they have to kill Piccolo. But it's, like, also, if they kill Piccolo, they call it kill Kami.
Damn.
So it's, like, they're playing, like, a risky game. But, like, thankfully, they kill... They're, like, he spawned, like, Piccolo Jr. But, like, Goku, like, fucking... Have you watched that?
Bro, I probably have, but, like...
Like, where Goku just, like, Kamehameha's himself into the ground. And then, like, he rises up and just, like, punches a hole in, like, Piccolo... Or King Piccolo's chest.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I think that's the best, either that or like Gohan like going up to Super Saiyan 2. I think that's the best moment in the whole show,
bro.
Real shit, like that shit's like Goku's like got his ass beat. Like you think he could die? Like you think that's like how the show could end? And then it's like he literally like pulls like the last second like fuck you. This is like, I'm coming at you with everything. It's like, dude, Dragon Ball has like been a part of my life for so fucking long.
Bro, facts, bro. It's literally like, if you think about it, like, it's probably like a lot of people's like first memory, like of like, yeah, a lot of certain things. Cause like,
that's like the first anime a lot of people watch.
Right, exactly. And then that makes it more impactful because like, it's the first. It's like, mm-hmm. And people, bro, it's like, people treat Dragon Ball like it's California Roll Sushi. I think California Roll is sushi. People, yeah, be like, it's not sushi. And then niggas be like, Dragon Ball is an anime. Yes, it is, nigga.
Dude, I mean, it's like, you gotta like start somewhere. And it's also like,
it's honestly, it was my way in to anime and out. Like, I was like, this was enough for me. Like, I didn't need to watch Naruto. He could see me.
Like, out of the big three, like Naruto and One Piece and like Dragon Ball Z, I feel like everybody like picks one of the three. And then it's like, you just stick with it. Because they're like all, like I think Dragon Ball, like between the OG, like Z and then Super. And then GT, if you count it, I think it's like 500 or 600 episodes.
Damn.
And then like Naruto is like 800 and then plus Boruto. And then like One Piece is like still dropping. I don't know how, but it's like somewhere in the thousands.
Bro, I would like, watch Dragon Ball again. Yeah. I'll watch it again.
And it's like, the bridge version's so fucking funny and like concise that it's like, it's easy to go back to.
Hmm.
And you can just like pick out moments of like the Buu saga, like Super. Like, I rewatch Super a good amount, but it's like, like if I'm gonna rewatch DBZ, like I just go a bridge. Hmm. Like, I feel like that shit's just like straight to the point. Like,
Brett, honestly, don't talk jokes. This shit right here is why I wish Neek was here. Because I know he knows. Like, he would step in for me and I would be like, yeah. No, but like, this shit is... It's criminal how this shit is. Like, and you think about it, bro. It's like, you know, everybody gotta die one day. Yeah. But it's like, you, when it's your one of your legends, you're like, why, bro? Why? Why me today?
It's like different when you're not expecting it either.
Nah, facts. We were just all having a regular day and then you get that news. You're like, bro, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, bro, that's how I felt when fucking like,
dude, I woke up to Kobe dying.
Bro, you woke up to that? I was in like Australia. Chadwick Boseman type shit.
Yeah.
That was random.
Chadwick too. Chadwick for sure was random.
Random as fuck.
But yeah, Kobe, I was in Australia and like, that was like the night before, like we were watching LeBron like break his scoring record.
Damn.
And then like everybody around me is just like, dude, Kobe died. I'm like, no, his record died. Like what the fuck? And they're like, no, dude. And I was like,
but that was like, the craziest time ever, bro. It was like the craziest time. Like, it didn't make no sense. Like,
you just feel like you lost like a fucking uncle.
Like, like, and like, bro, what?
Like, even though you never met him, it's right, like,
bro, we watched that nigga drop 60, bro. So it was like
81 on the Raptors. Like, fucking 60 in his last game. And then like him and his daughter like dropped like 125 to like 24
on
like
that
one team, and they're like, like everybody was just making jokes. It's like, dude, this nigga truly is psycho.
He is psycho. He is sinister.
And he is, but it's like, you know what? That's what made him him.
That Mamba. He instilled the Mamba in other people. Like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we got Jason Tatum out here pretending to be like Kobe. Like, it's bad, bro.
Motherfucker texts, I got you, and like Kobe comes back down and say, no, you don't, nigga.
Like, bro, like, he not had him one time, bro. It's cooked, bro. You gotta chill, Jason. Chill.
I think it's Luka. I think Luka or Kawhi are like the closest we have to Kobe right now in the league, at least.
Bro, if by the transitive property, if Anthony Edwards is Michael Jordan and Kobe was,
I think,
like,
he's on his way. Okay. I don't think he's there yet. I think he's like close to like 1999, 2000s Kobe. I think in the next 2 years he's gonna like elevate to like that like top five player. But I don't think he's there yet. But I think he's top 10 for sure.
Ant?
Yeah.
Damn. Bro, the NBA, listen.
I mean, top 10 tier.
No, listen, hear me out.
Yeah.
The NBA is so crazy now. Do you remember, like, when LeBron could literally just be the only guy on the team, and then that team would win 50 games?
Yeah.
And now it's like, this nigga can barely string together three in a row, bro. It's like crazy. Like how much I feel like the NBA is just a little bit better. Like crazy. Yeah.
No, like, for sure. Dude, the West is loaded.
Like it's nasty.
Like Jokic is like putting up wilt numbers and nobody gives a shit.
No one gives a shit. Yeah, no one.
Like he's boring as. Like he's not boring to watch because it's like some of the passes he makes, like some of the shots are insane.
Yeah.
But it's like, bro, if you threw down like. LaMelo Ball has more jersey sales than Jokic right now. And it's like if Jokic just, like, fucking dropped, like, 30 pounds, like, worked on his vertical, like, the NBA would be, like, that's 2 million more viewers right there. Like,
bro,
like,
if like, Jokic was doing tomahawk slams in the paint.
Come the fuck on. Like,
Shaq break, like, back-scratching dunks. Like,
yeah.
Facts.
Like, fucking Markieff Morris, like, called him sloppy fat boy, and, like, nobody defended Jokic. Like,
bro.
Motherfuckers gotta
but
start
also,
dunking. Like,
but also, Jokic, yeah, like, man. Took a nigga out. Like, bro, that the Morris twin is still suffering, bro. That nigga hasn't played a game since. That nigga, and it's not funny, but it's like.
Hey, he got shit. Who
that
cares?
That nigga got cooked.
Him and Marcus Morris have a joint bank account. He's fine.
He's fine, bro. Nah, yeah, I feel bad for, I mean, Jokic, the Nuggets are definitely, at the beginning of the year, I was like, they're not going to repeat, but like.
Yeah, they are.
They could. They
play the Celtics, I kind of hope they repeat.
Yeah.
I fucking hate the Nuggets. Like,
no, fuck the Celtics. Celtics don't deserve a ring. Bro.
Yeah, fuck the Celtics.
I'm sorry, bro.
Fuck Boston.
Fuck
but
Boston.
But the people I know in Boston are cool, though. Shout out my boy Zeke and shout out my boy Lib.
Yeah, shout out my Zeke, bro. Shout out Fake Radio, man. Shout out Fake Radio, bro. That's another thing, bro. I gotta get Fake Radio on here, bro. That's the next. Bro, I'm trying to get like all the. I gotta lock in. I got so many guests I want to do. That's why I'm so happy to start with you, bro. Me starting with Serene is like. I'm back on the market, y'all. Leak is back. I'm back making podcasts. We back making it happen.
Bro, like, snatch him up.
No, like, come
before
on.
Before the price goes up.
Come on, bro. We about to run this shit up, bro. I'm about to, man, y'all don't even know. I can't even talk about it. I'm going to be moving in silence, but like.
And he going to be talking about how moving in silence he is.
Oh, God.
How silent he is about moving
in
silence.
Y'all
going to
know. I'm going to talk about it the whole time, bro. God.
Deaf niggas could hear him.
Oh God, bro, I'm screaming it.
Shout out Helen Keller.
Shout out Helen
Keller. Even though she's a myth.
Bro, honestly, okay, when it comes to Helen Keller and like made up people like Paul Bunyan, like that nigga that nigga wasn't real. Who else?
Andre the Giant.
Andre, not real. Oh, I guess he was a WWE nigga, but he was based off the WWE.
Yeah. That's not the real Andre the Giant.
Who else? There was a nigga they based Shrek off of. Is that not a real
thing? Oh, yeah. Like, the dude, like, there's, like, some 1900s Russian. I know
yeah.
what you're talking about.
Yeah, bro.
There's that picture.
Like, there's, like, all-time people that don't exist, but we, like, kind of gave them, we let their tall tale live.
Yeah. Like Wilt's 100-point game.
Exactly. But you know he was fucking hoes?
Yeah, like, 20,000.
Yeah, like, bro.
Bro, he got it done in France. That's why we have Wimby. like, he took the first play he could get. And started that whole lineage, and now we're stuck with Victor Wembanyama.
Bro, that's
you're welcome,
so crazy.
Great Popovich.
Okay, bro, do you think Wemby is about to be the GOAT?
No.
No? Okay.
I think it'll be up there.
I got a homie, bro. I hate that the Spurs got Wemby, bro. Like, if any other team got him, I would be like, go Wemby. But he's on the Spurs.
The three times they have sucked, three number one picks? You telling me that shit ain't a little rig?
Bro, Pistons.
Detroit can't get shit.
Bro. All they got is damn Babyface Ray, V's, and Chuck English.
That's facts. All facts, no printer.
That's it.
Shout out my boy Chuck.
Shout out Chuck, bro. Bro, okay, just speaking on Chuck, I know we just whatever. Bro, you had the damn breakfast. Was that fire?
Yeah.
Bro, I wanted the breakfast so bad.
You
I've
guys
been seeing
go.
That shit, bro. The breakfast shit looks so gas, bro.
Oh, breakfast man. For dinner, man. Honestly, like, I had, like, a chicken sandwich, I think, with, like, biscuits on top.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hell
and,
yeah.
I also... What else did I have? I know I went twice, because, like, I went to ComplexCon.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I got something else. I think it was, like... I got grits or like some sort of egg sandwich. I can't remember off top, but like it was fire. Hell like yeah. Chuck knows how to cook. Like,
bro, he be throwing down, like, bro. He be throwing down, bro. That's that old that old soul generation. Like, nigga, like if you put one of the new niggas in a kitchen right now, we are cooked. We have nothing. We are fucked. Like, nigga, I'm like, where the air fryer at, nigga? Like niggas looking at me like, nigga, you can't use the air fryer for this, bro. Like, god damn it. Bro, I'll put anything in air fryer, nigga. Like, the fucking...
Bro, that picture of Uzi with, like,
the fire. That's fire. Me, bro. I'm just like, fuck.
That shit went viral even though, like, he's probably trying to make, like, frozen pizza.
Right. Bro was literally like, damn, I could cook this shit. I could sear it in the pan or some shit. You're like, no, nigga.
He's like, wait, I got an idea.
Like...
He's like, Valencia.
So, do you think, like... So, okay... Let's live in, like, a world where we've done it already. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, we have. The world just got to catch up.
Exactly. And are you down with just, like, people, like, attacking you every day online? Like, is that...
That's their business. Like, just be like that in person. Keep that same energy.
Okay. I just think about that all the time. Like, bruh... Like, I already know, like, niggas, like, fucking... You gotta, like, defend different videos every day of, like, a video from Serene from 2011 has surfaced. And it's like, you're like, what the fuck?
You know, I was posting on Facebook in 2011 a video of me eating cereal.
Oh, my God. Bro,
literally. I was weird, bro.
Bro, literally. Bro, no, I was weird, too. That's why I have this fucking show. When I was a kid, I used to, like, make videos and put them on Facebook. And, like, people would like them, but, like... They were cringe as fuck. Like, I just time watching, I'm like, bro, what are you doing? But, like, it lets me know, like, I'm still doing it. So, like, I'm like, okay. Like, you know, we still out here. I'm following my passion.
Bro, it's like, if you didn't cringe at, like, yourself in middle school, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, that's what middle school's for.
Yeah, it's all bad in middle school. I'm glad, like, I kind of listened to my mom. Like, she told me, like, not to make no social media, like, don't make no MySpace, whatever. Obviously, I made a MySpace behind her back. Sorry, Mom. But, like...
You old.
Yeah, I'm the god, I'm old. Old.
You just told your fan base you're old, bro.
I'm an old nigga, man. I'm sorry, I'm an old nigga, bro. Nigga said MySpace. But, like, that was what it was, bro. Like, I'm glad I didn't really listen to her, but I did. Because, like... There's not that much old shit I gotta delete. But also, yeah. I don't care to delete it. I like people seeing it. Like, anytime people
see... Like, the old KD tweets?
Yeah, like, that's my lore. Like, y'all gonna see the old-ass tweet and be like, damn, that nigga Malik was corny as fuck. And I'm like, I sure was. Like, and I still am. Like, I feel like being corny is, like... Is looked down upon, but I feel like being...
Bro, sometimes if you're corny, like, just embrace it. Like, yeah, the world needs it.
It's relatable. Corniness. I feel like most people are corny.
Yeah.
Like, no one's just so
It's just
cool.
The difference between, like, being public about it and not. Like, yeah. I'm corny as shit. I'm cool with it.
Hell no.
Like, I don't care.
But, like, I hate
when... And so
I,
are my shits.
You be eating hella corn, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goes through my rear.
Posted in the rear?
Hell yeah. Like, I'll be more in there, yeah. Yeah, you know I'm up in there. Yeah, they say I do too much, but I don't really care. If you with me, then it's cool. If not, as fuck you. Every time I post a win, make sure you know you lose. Put your mattress. I'm on Spotify.
It's out on Spotify. Bro, hold up. Listen, bro. I know we look, bro. We promoing out here, bro. My boy Serene, bro. He just dropped a song, Target on Your Back. Target on My Back.
Yeah.
Go stream
Even
that.
Even though I don't shop there.
And, no, he don't shop
there. I shop at Trader Joe's.
That's not the same store.
I know. Okay. I said I don't shop at Target.
Okay, fuck Target, bro. Yeah. No,
not fuck Target. Not fuck Target. I just like Trader Joe's, man.
You like Trader Joe's? What do you get at Trader Joe's?
Fossil Flex, nigga, damn. nah, I just like get it like breakfast shit.
Breakfast shit? Like the hash browns?
Nah, just like eggs, like coconut creamer and shit. Like
coconut creamer?
Yeah, for like my coffee. Like, wow. That's, like, our family thing.
You like coconut?
I don't, like, dislike it. It's just, like, trying to, like, get a little less sugar in.
Okay. Look. I just don't...
As I'm drinking a 40.
I'm not a coconut milk guy at all. Like, I can't fuck with coconut milk. But I will drink a pink drink.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, it's whatever. Like,
yeah.
I just, like, you know, get bacon.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I go to Trader Joe's just for peanut butter cups.
Dude, or, those, like, chocolate chip cookies.
Bro, gas.
The jar of that shit.
Bro, they have a jar?
Yeah.
Damn. Dude. I don't, listen, bro, when I go in a store, I'm really specific. Like, I'm, like, there for something, or, like, I'm not looking around. Like,
yeah.
I don't really care to, unfortunately. It's really bad. I really should be more open to that, but, like, I'll be like, I don't even be thinking about going to the store, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's so fucked up.
I get my best ideas at the store. Yeah. It's just like, you're just walking around, and then it's like, you know, sometimes you're just picking up your Danimals, and then it's like, damn,
you know,
I could write about this.
Okay. It's just like, damn, that sounds like that Logic song, Dad Bot.
Making like 40-year-old rap, but like,
yeah, 25. Yeah. That's like that. Okay, really quick, I guess we could talk about it while we're on the pod, bro. How'd you feel? I know this is kind of on the spot, but how'd you feel about the Schoolboy Q album?
I fuck with it heavy.
You fuck with it heavy?
I fuck with it heavy. Okay. I think it's, I saw the Billboard today, and it's like number 13, and it's like, you know.
But it's real rap shit. So yeah.
I think it's like his most rap album since like Setbacks or Habits. Like I feel like there's not a lot of shit for the radio.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, Devin Malik killed it on the production and like his features. You know, like Thank God For Me goes hard as fuck.
But
like,
Thank God For Me is crazy, bro.
Yeah,
no,
Blue Slides.
Bro, I like the features he put in the album. Because, like, bro, I'm tired of albums having the same features every album. Like, bro, we don't need Future on every album. We don't need 21 Savage on every album. Like,
yeah.
Bro, work with other, like, you can work with someone that's still, like, a different vocalist or something else. Like,
dude,
bro,
Devin Malik doesn't even have, like, 10,000 followers on Instagram yet. Like,
that's fire.
But, like, that's, like, Schoolboy being...
No, yeah, like, bro.
You know.
Bro, I had Rico Nasty on the album, bro. Like,
yeah.
I feel like she still hit mainstream, but, like, she's still kind of, like, internet.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I don't
like
think...
She does, like, outs, like I saw her outside lands, like, a couple years back.
That's fire. No, yeah. I seen her at Coachella, like 2019. And then she brought out Doja. That shit was fire.
She was probably bigger than Doja at the time.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. They did Tia Tamara, and, like, I was hyped when Doja came out. So, like, it was crazy.
Shout out Doja Cat.
Shout out Doja Cat. Bro, that's low-key why I'm trying to go to Coachella this year. I just want to see Doja on the big stage. Is that bog? Bog and bog.
My beer.
You're good, bro.
Nah, dude. I yeah. I don't blame you necessarily.
No,
but nah, dude, the Q album was like, I mean, no bias because I was in the Yearn 101 video.
Yearn? Hey, Yearn. No, he's in the video, bro.
First 10 seconds, look on the left side of the red carpet. Nigga.
It's like an overhead shot. It's him, right?
Yeah.
He's got the hair.
The white and blue shirt. But yeah, I mean, it's like Yearn 101, that's like probably the hardest he's ever spit.
No, bro, it was like, he was getting in some different pockets, bro. It was pretty crazy, bro.
Yeah, I've never heard him do the fast rap before.
No, it's cool, bro. No, yeah. I fuck with that Schoolboy Q album, bro. And really, it just... Bro, I'll tell you this right now. As a nigga that used to live on the East Coast, like, live in North Carolina, whatever, bro, I feel like most people don't understand, like, West Coast rap until you're, like, literally driving down these streets, like, living in these,
yeah.
Like... meeting the people that they talking about, like, living in this world. Because it's, like, a whole different world from where we're from.
Yeah.
And it's, like, you don't get it unless you drive down Fig Street and see bad bitches on the corner. And
yeah.
You're, like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know, man. So, like, listen to the Q album. And it's just like, I live out in Cali now, I see the palm trees, I'm breathing in the pollution, and I get it. I love it, bro.
Yeah, palm trees, bomb weed.
Bro,
it's weed and weather.
Come on, bro. It's Cali, bro. I hate it, bro. No, people say if you say Cali, you're not from Cali. Obviously.
Yeah, you're not.
Exactly. So I'm going to say Cali, nigga. But yeah, bro, it's just really dope to like listen to the album and like be out here type shit.
Yeah. Dude, that's all we grew up on.
No.
So, you know, like, I didn't realize like how foreign it was until like I fucking, you know, like ask other people like outside of California.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then it's like that's how you get East Coast rap too. Like you just go to like a dense ass city.
Yeah.
And it's like that shit's more understandable. And it's like, you know, I fuck with East, like I fucked with East Coast before. Like I went to New York, like Mobb Deep especially, like Biggie, Nas, like all that shit. Like,
yeah.
Joey Badass, Flatbush, whatever. But yeah, dude, it's like, I feel like once you're, like, in it, like, you kind of get it.
Yeah.
Like, Q even had that one song with, I think it's, like, AZ Chick.
Yeah, Movie.
Yeah, Movie.
Hey, Mike Hector.
Hey, Mike Hector. Yeah.
Thank you, Mike. Hey, thank you, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mike. Hey. No, facts, bro. Yeah, that song is crazy, bro. And I, like, the feature is just like, yo, that's Cali as fuck, bro.
I wish Q rapped on that shit. We don't have enough, like, West Coast Q, like, other than, like, Lies off his last album.
Yeah.
Or, like, off Crash Talk.
Oh, stop telling lies on me.
That shit ain't okay.
The Ty Dolla Sign. Bro, Ty Dolla Sign, bro, is really, I'm happy for him, bro.
Yeah.
I feel like he's just, like,
he's bag.
No, like, literally, and he doesn't even, like, have to do the spotlight shit. Like, he's mm-hmm. winning. Like, he's literally just getting paid and being on the biggest songs and, like, just, that's it.
Like, all his shit goes, like, number one.
That's it.
Actually, like, top five, like, all the way back from, like, I just caught my main bitch.
Bro, dude.
Tell her I ain't coming home. Bro. Like, blase, 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 bro. Like.
Blase, 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 blase.
I mean, he's been in the game since, like, what? Like, Tooted and Booted?
Bro, he...
Met at the club.
And then fucking, Brad. I mean, he's just... That Paranoid song. Like, these bitches trying to set me up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, bro, he's really...
And they know about each other.
Bro, real, bro. I've been there, done that. Fuck.
I mean, Carnival went, like, number three, right?
Yeah, it was, like, I think it was number two, and then, like, Texas Hold'em blocked it, like, the Beyonce song.
Yeah.
But, like, I think they pulled some strings on Kanye, bro.
Yeah.
There's no way.
I mean, any independent rapper, like, goes through it. Like, Russ talks about it heavy, but, like, I mean, Kanye right now, especially.
Bro, and it's so crazy, like, we're talking about Kanye, like, he's, like, some unknown dude, but he's, like, basically independent.
Yeah.
So it's, like...
Good music is no more. Like, Cudi and Pusha are, like, touring on their own.
Damn.
Yeah.
Huh.
What were you gonna say? Sorry for
interrupting. No, you're good. I was just gonna talk about, like... So, like, they can just sit here and, like, not let Kanye West go number one. I get, like, Beyonce was, like, right there.
I mean, his album went number one.
But they didn't talk about it.
They're not going to.
Like, I feel like, you know when... Like, okay, you know how... Like, bro, just like, okay, when Drake goes out and gets a number one album, it's like a whole thing. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like...
People are afraid to talk about Kanye. Like, they're not going to, like, outwardly say they fuck with him. Like, I'm not even that outward about it as I could be.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's a dangerous... line to toe, because it's like, you know, all the shit that's going down, but at the same time it's like,
yeah, it's like a rabbit hole at this point. Like,
yeah,
like if you show alliance, it's like, okay, what are you really, which side are you really on?
Like, yeah. And it's just like, you know, there's better things to just talk about,
right?
But at the
no,
same
exactly.
time, like, you know, nigga made graduation.
The nigga made graduation, bro. What do you want from us, bro?
Yeah, like, it was so much easier to cancel the baby.
Bro, like, they just stuck that nigga under the rug. They were like, yep, anyways.
But no, Walker, Texas Rangers, slash. But, like, shout out that Mexican OT.
Bro.
It's like, shit. His new album, like, did you listen to that yet?
Bro, yes, bro.
Chicken Strips and Ash.
Bro, that dude is cold, and I love Texas rap. That, like, He funny as fuck too, bro. That's why I really fuck with him, bro. Yeah. That shit really be having
like
a Mexican me giggle.
Kevin Gates, like half, half Kevin Gates, half the baby,
bro.
And no, then minus all the freaky shit, and yeah, then minus all the homophobia, to my knowledge.
Yeah, but he's still funny. As fuck, he be rapping his ass off too, bro.
Yeah.
And listen, bro, we gotta just stop. Look, bro, let Nav say nigga, bro. Let whoever say nigga, bro. Like, it's not...
My name is Nav, and the N is for nigga.
Like, bro, like, legit, like, bro, if the artist...
in the trap.
That's what I'm saying. If the art is good, let it fly, bro. I'm sorry. But, like, don't
let... Where do we draw the line? Like, Lil Mabu?
Yes, exactly. But also, Fivio Foreign should not be saying it for him.
Yeah.
But I get the notion. I got... Listen, listen. There was a time, bro. There was a time, bro. I lived in the South, bro.
Yeah.
I had friends, and they was white, and they would say nigga.
Who doesn't have
and
that?
It, like, that's what I'm
you
saying.
You went to middle school or high school in America.
You had that, but yeah, then we had to pretend like no one ever did it at any point.
Yeah.
And then it was like you got canceled if you had a tweet from 2009 that you said nigga.
Go look at Nick Bosa's Twitter.
Like, bro, well, but he was saying ER. That's
true. Nah, but it, dude, yeah, like, all my friends would, like, say nigga, and then they'd be, like telling me about, like, how black I am or am not. I'm like, you know what, like...
Blacker than you.
Still say it,
right, right. I'm blacker than you. I'm blacker than you, bro.
Nah, but it's like, you know, I feel like... Fuck. Who? Because there's like a couple of like. I'm trying to think. Like I mean, Lil Pump and like 6ix9ine say it. Like,
yeah, yeah, bro. But bro, I will literally.
And like people give Logic shit, and then he had to like show his dad on camera and shit.
Like that's crazy. You have to do stuff like that. It's like, oh yeah, look at my black parent. But I get it. You got to.
Yeah.
Like, but. Bro, that shit is funny. Like,
he's
bro,
like rapping about how his dad's a crackhead and shit.
Bro, literally, like,
just post him on the internet for validation. Like, look, Cloud he's is black. A hell of a drug.
He's like, look, bro, he's black, and that nigga's like on the ground, like, fuck. I'm
would you get mad at Jack Harlow's at the N word?
Yes, but like, no. Like, if Jack Harlow was my friend, I would give him a nigga pass. But like, yeah, if I don't know Jack Harlow, I'm giving him the Morgan Wallen treatment.
A side eye.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't believe he said that. Get him. Like, but I'm also the type of person, like, you know how like.
What about Mario Judah?
He could say it, but like.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah, but like, I'm the type of nigga that like, you know how you see like the white dude who has like a person of color girlfriend, like he has yeah, a black girl but he's white, I will find his nigga tweet and retweet it just to break up their relationship type shit. Like I'll skip over all the good he's done just to stop that. Like that's like the Dr. Umar, like. So that's where I'm at. Like, if me and Jack Harlow were trying to get Taylor Rooks, I'm like, he said, nigga, get him out of here, bro. Like,
bro, like, who's dating Halle Berry? Halle Bailey, I mean.
DDG. I think. Or.
God damn it.
Yeah, I think, or I don't know which one's which. I don't know. Like, Chloe, Holly, or Haley, or.
Yeah. Anyways, if it was a white dude.
Yeah, I would.
I'd be all over his Twitter.
Yeah, on God, on God. Yeah, bro, but like, bro, white dudes be cashing in on pussy. I don't even want to get down on that. We don't even got to talk about that, bro.
Yeah.
What else is going on in the world, bro?
Nothing.
In the world of.
The world has ended. Thank you all for coming. It's been real. It's been fun. It hasn't been real fun.
No, it hasn't, bro. The world is really just declining, bro. I just feel like there's really nothing we could do except just... Look, bro, I'm going to chase my dream.
Yeah.
And I hope y'all are okay with that because, like, I would rather... Bro, literally, bro. Like, I would rather die knowing I did this shit than just not doing this shit. So, like, that's where I'm at with it. Like, if the world's gonna end, I'm gonna put all my effort into doing what I gotta do while we still got time.
Facts.
Like,
yeah.
And like, I'm sorry if that looks crazy with everything going on, but it is what it is.
Yeah. We don't have as much control as we would like to think we do.
Right.
And therefore, we must control what we can't control. But
that's it.
Keep your peace. It's a cold world out there. So, and your emotions and empathy are more limited than you think, so save it for what you can control.
Save it for what you can control, because you're gonna have a bad day and you done used up all your fucks to give, because that's
and then you're gonna end up exhausted and bitchless, and then like instead you could be like no fucks given and still bitchless.
Easy.
Be like me.
Bro, literally, it's crazy. So, I'm going to go after this shit, and I'm going to be here with my dog.
Yes,
bro,
sir.
Bro, it's been so awesome. Like, bro, we did a show out in fucking San Fran, bro, and I haven't even talked about it on the pod, but, like, bro, that shit was sick, bro. We got to open up for Wu-Tang.
Yes, sir. Ghostface and Raekwon.
For the show,
bro. Only built for Cuban Links.
Bro, my dude.
Part 3 featuring Serene.
That boy was out there fucking showing his ass. He do it in public. Like,
hell
that's
yeah.
Crazy, bro. That shit was just fire, bro. Getting to see, like, I got hella Serene lore, bro. It was crazy, bro. Like, meeting all the college friends. So, it was dope.
Dude, shout out Slow. Shout out all my homies.
No, for real.
You guys know who you are. If I name y'all, I'm going to forget one of y'all. I'll see you this summer.
Oh, God. Hey, bro, listen, we outside this summer, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, dude, the Chuck album about to drop, and then, like, everything else finna just follow.
Oh, yeah.
Trickle down economics, except on Spotify. Hey. And you know what? Y'all will get to actually keep it.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
Look, bro, literally, bro, I fuck streaming, but not really. Like,
it's a necessary evil.
Yeah, like, I fuck with Spotify because I have to put my podcast on here to get it out there. I love you, Spotify. Thank you for building the program, algorithm, all that shit to get us here. But
Pandora built the blocks, though.
But it's like, bro.
Thatpitch.com.
We need, like, people to, like, have things, like tangible things. I feel like being able to keep something is better than just like going on streaming and it's just there.
Yeah.
Like,
it's what happens when they go down.
Exactly. It's just like
Instagram went down and like people freaked out for 2 hours.
Bro, like, get a job. But also, like, people
get your
like,
bread out, little nigga.
But people are like, this is my job. And I'm like, damn, Instagram being down for 2 hours is fucking up your whole motion, bro. Like,
yeah.
Like, bro, I see Instagram was down. Like, I guess I'm a lock-in at work, I guess. I guess. Like, I'm
going to type in these emails.
Right, like, fuck it, I guess. And then I was just on Twitter. And then it's so funny, like, the Instagram nigga got to go on Twitter, or I guess X, to tell us. Do you call it X?
No, I call it Twitter.
Okay.
Fuck Elon.
I like Elon, bro, but fuck Elon.
Yeah, like, I don't like him at all.
You don't like him at all?
No.
Okay, why? Yeah. Or do you not want to talk about it?
If I talk about it, it's going to be a little rabbit hole.
Okay, don't rabbit hole it. Fuck it. You'll tell me later, though.
Yeah,
But actually, should I get a Cybertruck? Yes or no?
Do you want to look like you're in a Nintendo 64 game?
Yes.
Get it, then.
Yes. That's the perfect answer.
Yeah. I'm not going to stop you from being you, bro.
Okay, that's
real. That's my MO.
Okay. I want a Cybertruck so bad.
Nah, but, fuck, what were we talking about? Did we call it X or?
Yeah, you call it X.
No, it's like, dude, it's so much easier to like say, people still say they tweet shit. Like,
yeah.
No, like, there's no verb for X.
Xing.
Like, and it's like, fuck that. Like, you want me to like say I'm like, oh, I just scissored. Like, did you see my scissor? Like, bro, like. Elon's a dumbass. Like, he tried to do the same shit with PayPal, like, way back in the day. Mm. And, like, they shut it down. And then, like, I don't gotta get into it. Fuck. Yeah. You know. Y'all know where I stand. Come DM me. We'll argue it, and then I'll mute you.
Really?
I've been blocking so many people lately. Like,
bro,
shout
literally,
out to the block button.
No,
bro. Hey, if you got bullshit in your life, just... It's so much easier
to
cut it off,
cheers
bro.
To the block button, bro. My new favorite thing... I send them hoes to the general DM.
So I still get notifications. That's a problem.
general DM, it just be right. You don't, it'll like pop up on your thing, but it'll like be there. But like, you don't have to check. It's not priority.
I'm OCD though. I have to like make sure everything's cleared out. It's fucked up.
Bro, you like, bro, literally, okay, lately in my life, like, I don't know what's going on. Like, people fuck with me, but I be having like, I'll post something and then I got like 20 DM. And that's when I started to realize I might have, not no anxiety, but like that many DMs to respond to is crazy. Like, yeah. Like just like, ha ha ha. Like, and I'm like, bro, I just put up a meme. I'm sorry. I'm just gonna like every response or like call it a day. Cause like,
yeah.
I can't think of like a witty response to everybody. Like, I don't got,
But, keeping up the facade.
Yeah, like I'm not that funny all the time, nigga. Like, and I stole this meme.
We got Twitter. Emotions and shit.
Yeah, like fuck, I cried yesterday, bro. The moon's in Pisces or something.
Mercury's in the microwave.
Well, actually, according to my tarot hoes on TikTok, I don't think there's no planets in retrograde right now.
So if I'm, that.
So if I'm fucking up, it's on you. Bro, okay.
Happy Women's History Month, by the way.
Oh yeah, this is National Women's Day, bro. Okay.
Yes, sir. Actually, like on some real shit, shout out to all the women in my life.
Shout out to all the women. Death.
Shout out to my mom especially, and both my grandmas.
That's love, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
No, shout out my mom, shout out my sister, shout out my grandma. Yeah, and shout out everybody that, all the women that listen to Malik talking, because you're special too.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out your boyfriends that are mad that you're listening to this episode. But yeah.
Now that we're done being wholesome, back to the regular scheduled program.
Yeah, so top 10 women you want to fuck right now.
Shout out Lindsay Dunn.
So number one for me is I'm not gonna give out my list quite yet.
It goes Brenda, Leticia.
That's on the Patreon.
LaShawn, Inez, and Alicia, Cookie, I'm at an ice cream parlor. About three Kims, Nori, Tanya.
Hey, Tanya. Shout out Tanya. Shout out DMX, man. Rest in peace.
All right, feed my nigga.
Bro, that's just so real, bro.
Dude, I fucking love DMX, man. He might be like the goat of just telling it how it is.
Bro, he was so like, real, but also, was it the crack?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the words of Vince Staples, like, you either go sober or you hit the pookie and go platinum. He's nowhere, like, there's nowhere in between. You either, like, you know, like.
You gotta hit something to do it.
Yeah.
Look, bro, also.
Sprinkle a little crack in your OJ.
Bro, that's like, you might as well take Adderall at that point.
Adderall's kind of going up in price. It's in this economy, the crack pipe be moving. God damn, bro, I can't wait to be canceled.
Bro, no, we will never get canceled. Bro, the things I've been watching lately have been like, what can I say? Like, just like market research, watching other people's podcasts, whatever. And I see like, just like two-person podcasts, they're just sitting there on a couch talking. And it goes. You look, they got 100K views, whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like we're doing the same thing. We're just vibing out. We got beer.
Yes, sir.
We got real emotions.
Hell yeah. And
friendship.
Hell yeah.
Like, come on, bro. Like, I feel like we're number one podcast, bro.
Yeah. What's going to work? Teamwork.
Hey, man. Rest in peace to Backyardigans, bitch. Even though that thing that was from Zoo Pets. What is that song?
No, that's Wonder Pets. Yeah.
Wonder Pets.
Yeah.
See, bro, you know
that guy
in
group therapy? Like, TJ Online? Like, I think he was, like, Tyrone in the Backyardigans.
No way.
Yeah. Somebody quote me on this, but, like, I'm pretty sure he was. Like, everybody's always like, hey, aren't you Leo from Lab Rats? But, like, honestly, anybody who was, like, over 9 years old and never watched Lab Rats? Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck, I shouldn't have said that. Fuck, I'm a, nah, cause it's like,
you're,
I actually really
post.
Fuck it. Nah, it's like, I feel like I feel like I was like watching South Park by the time Lab Rats came on. So I was like,
"You're over."
Yeah.
Like, I felt like, do you remember like Disney XD? Like, I hated channels like that. I felt like it was
there were
like
too many Disney channels. Like, there was like three different.
It
ones.
It was like Disney XD, Disney X, Disney
411. Yeah,
run. I'm like, bro, I'm gonna watch the regular one. And
shout out regular show.
Shout out regular show, bro. Yo, regular show, bro. What was the cartoons that carried you, bro?
Regular show for sure.
Okay.
First couple seasons of SpongeBob.
Okay.
South Park, Boondocks, Family Guy until I like turned over to Rick and Morty, and then like, shit. I've been watching Clone High now.
What's that?
It's so you know like the Total Drama Island animation.
Yeah.
It's basically like that style, and then like they just clone like a bunch of like historical figures.
Oh, wow.
And like it's a super fucked up show. I can't like
is like, it on like streaming? Like,
yeah, it's on HBO Max.
Okay.
And basically like they cloned a bunch of like historical figures, like put them all in high school, and then it's like a bunch of like evil government employees that like are trying to like harvest them to like be a part of like a amusement park or just straight up kill them.
What?
And like they're like fighting over it, and then like the clones don't even realize they're like a part of this scheme because it's like they wipe their memories at the end of every season.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's super funny though. It's like
okay. I will watch that and hit a blinker. Watch that and hit a blinker. Dude, no, I love animated TV shows. I want my own animated TV show so bad, bro. Like I have an idea. I have hella ideas for one, whatever. Hit me up, Netflix. Amazon be giving niggas bags for like bullshit. Shout out Mr. and Mrs. Smith though, I'll give y'all that.
And shout out the boys.
Yeah, shout out the boys. Yeah. Shout out the boys.
Dope shows.
But y'all be picking up some bullshit. Call Young Watercycle. I have hella ideas. I want a movie. I got a movie, a Y2K movie. I won't say anymore after that because y'all gonna steal that. Even though y'all just said Y2K, fuck y'all.
And I'm on the soundtrack, so you can't even make music for a bitch.
Oh God, bro. Look, bro. It's so beautiful knowing like real artists out here, bro. It's so crazy, bro.
Real recognize real.
No, for real, bro. We out here, man. Bro, that man, the Serene album, bro. I guess we gotta do that in an interview, but. I just want to say right here, I was listening to it, and I just had a tear, bro. Because, like, bro, I just want to say, like from, like, bro, I listened to, like, your SoundCloud stuff. And I was like, bro, I've watched you grow. You grow as an artist, like, literally before my eyes, bro. And it's so, and I've only known you, like, a couple years, bro. So it's like, you really did that shit on that album, bro. Like, that shit is about to deliver. And it's gonna be fucking like, nigga, we about to, bro, we're gonna go up, bro.
Ow.
No, nigga,
bro,
we're going
stream,
up.
You made me you. No. Either March 29th, April 6th, or April 12th.
Nigga, what's with all them dates? What?
Because I don't know when I'm gonna drop it.
Okay.
I'm like.
The torture mind of an artist, man.
Torture mind of an artist that can't get good footage, bro. Hit me up. I'm in San Diego.
Bro, no, I think that's, like, half the point of, like, being an artist, bro. We're, like, so pressed about, like, where's my footage?
Yeah.
Like, we need more footage, but, like, we got enough, but, like, not really.
Yeah, dude, like it's just, it sucks because, like, it's so, like, one-track minded now that it's, like, you have, like, people don't listen to albums as much as they listen to singles.
Yeah,
and
no.
So it's, like, after the album, it's, like, I'm just gonna, like, waterfall a bunch of singles, like, I have my deep cuts, obviously, but it's, like, I also just got the songs that are, like, you know, like...
Well, that's what I'll say, bro. Spotify is fucking evil. Spotify is so evil. Sorry, Spotify. But they're evil in the music.
We are not sorry.
Like Spotify is...
Bitch-ass niggas.
Spotify is evil because, like, bro, I'll tell you this right now. I am 100% an album nigga that got turned into a playlist nigga.
Yeah.
And that's like, that's what happened.
That's how you get traction too.
Like, it's like, no one cares about your album. They want the best song of your album on this playlist. And they want you to be on there with Drake and Taylor Swift. And like, it's like, how does your song mesh with them? And it's like, bro, I didn't make this album for them.
Yeah.
You know? So.
But I mean, every album I had, like, I I'm more like pop rap than I am like, you know, like rap. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes, like all natural is meant for the playlist.
Bro, no,
like finer things, bro. Like don't bring that ass home is meant for the playlist.
No,
like,
but okay, but that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. With how you've grown as an artist to where you still make your style of music, but like you made it for this time of day. Like yeah. You're still rapping. And then this shit could still go on someone's gym playlist. This shit could still go on a fucking party playlist. Like, it's and you're still getting the bars off. So, like, that's why I respect it so fucking much, bro. And I was listening to that album with fucking tears, bro. I was like, bro, this nigga's doing it, bro. You're doing what you gotta do, bro.
They just gotta wait on the transition, bro, from don't bring that ass home to protect my soul,
bro. That shit is so real, bro.
That's like that's all I'm gonna say right now, bro. Tune in next week, cause like we're just gonna drop this whenever we drop it. Bro. Tune in next week for the fucking listening party, because like,
it's
gonna be fucked up.
It's gonna be fucked up, cause I remember we did that shit live, and I literally was like, bro, this is so hard. Nigga was like, bro, you gotta cut the track as soon as I'm done with this verse. I'm like, all right, bet. Yeah. Like, bro, that shit was hard, bro.
We also playing in San Diego, like spring, summer, April 11th. Come to our next show.
April 11th.
We got a little CC on the lineup. We got ATG and a couple others. So like, decided. Shout out my boy Alex. Shout out Kobe.
Shout out, man. We out here. We gonna be back in San Diego or Encinitas with it.
Yes, sir.
At First Street. Shout out First Street, man.
Yeah, we're the only ones in North County running that rap shit.
Come on, bro. Yeah. Like, fuck
Stop
with us.
Stop playing with us.
We really trying to make a movement where there's no movement, really. Because, like, bro, fuck all that shit of just trying to make your space take up in a space that's already crowded. Like, take your sound and believe in it and try to make some new shit happen, bro. I really believe in that, bro. 100%. Like, trying to be in
that happen.
No, for real. Being in a crowded space is just kind of frustrating, because it's like, you're like, why is no one fucking with me? But you're like, everyone's doing the same shit. That's why.
Yeah.
Like, it's just background noise at that point. So, I don't know. That's how I feel about the LA scene sometimes. Like, it gets this, like, a little too crowded. It's like, okay, like, you rap too? Okay, yeah, me too. And they're like, oh, well, stream my album. And you're like, well, nigga, stream my album. And they're like, I only listen to my own shit, bro. And you're like, nigga, what?
We're all self-absorbed. Like, there's no harm in it. Like, as long as you're not doing any foul, like,
yeah, as long as you know, like, getting me kicked off a lineup. Like, I'm cool with you, bro. And I'll listen to your shit. And I try to, like, listen to everybody, bro. Like, you know, I give everybody a chance. And, like, promoing. And, like, honestly, promo is tough. Because, like, I'm not an A&R. But niggas be looking at me like I am. They be like, hey, Lee, can you repost my shit? And I'd be like, yeah. My followers barely look at my shit, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, they don't even give a fuck when I post a podcast. You think they're gonna care when I post your song? But it's like, I'm gonna post your song because I fuck with you. But it's like, my audience don't give a fuck about me either, bro.
Yeah.
Like, so.
Bro, I'd be like, getting 500, 600 views per story, and then it's like,
you go look
how many plays does that equal? You
know? Bro, literally, I'll get like a 200 view story, and I'm like, yo, this was crazy. And I'm like, yo, I told everybody to check out the pod and rate it 5 stars. I go look, I got like one more, and it was like my grandma. And she was like, keep going, baby. I'm like, okay, grandma.
And you're like, fuck yeah, grandma.
Yeah, I'm like, you know what, grandma? Thank you.
Dude, my grandmas and my aunts are like my biggest supporters.
That's amazing, bro.
Like, they tune into everything. Like, but then I have to remember they tune into everything.
Okay.
Because, like,
where's the balance with that? Are you just like,
I can't give a fuck because it's like, I still have to get these bars off. But exactly. It's like, but that being said, like, my aunt, she's like, you know, like, she came up to me and she's like, I really like that song, 52 Bars. But what was that line about a Popeye's chicken sandwich? Like,
you're like, well,
and for context, it said like, I put my meat between the buns like a Popeye's chicken sandwich. That is one of the 52 bars in that song. And hey, that was the summer it was popping, nigga.
Listen, nigga, it was sold out. If you ain't never fucked a McChicken, you ain't gonna get it. You ain't never fucked with me chicken with extra mayo. You ain't gonna get it, nigga. Come on, bro. No, bro. Okay, bro, did you have the OG Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Okay.
Bro, like, were you...
it was at the door. I waited like an hour.
Okay, bro, I remember waiting for the chicken sandwich for hours, bro. Like, and it was delicious. I really feel like they changed the recipe.
The skin was definitely softer.
Bro, it's different
now.
Yeah,
it's
bro.
Like, it's much closer to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's still good.
It's still solid. It's still solid. But that shit was goated, bro. Yeah. Like, it was worth the hype.
Dude, we had a Popeyes, like, right next to my crib in SLO, and, like legit, like they took Chick-fil-A off campus, like, that same year, so I was just, like, going to, like, Popeyes, like,
dude, I do remember you telling me about that, the Chick-fil-A thing. Bro, okay, I don't even talk about that. That's so crazy. Yeah. The world's so woke, and I don't know. We need to be more woke, but, it needs to align with, like, what's happening, though.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not gonna. Yeah, we don't gotta get into that.
No, we
like,
don't.
I get why it was kicked off, but like, also, like, that shit did smack, and it was like cool to use freshmen to like, you know, slide a couple meals.
Bro, the freshmen, bro, literally college. My remembrance of college was eating Chick-fil-A at my off my white girlfriend's account.
That is what MLK died for.
Exactly. Like, it's like, hey, nigga, I was eating Chick-fil-A off her account. She had hella pirate bucks.
I thought you were going to say you ate it off your ass.
No.
And I shouldn't have said that. We can edit that in post.
No, we're going to edit that. Hey, that's gone. Don't even think about it, bro. That's gone.
Aaron Hernandez.
Hey. But it's on the Patreon live extended episode of the episode.
Bigger, longer, and uncut.
Uncut. It's literally uncircumcised. We got uncircumcised episodes on the Patreon. Hey, cut in half. Like the Yakuza.
Yes, sir. Shout out GTA.
Bro, shout out GTA. Are you excited for GTA 6? Yo, this motherfucker got PS5, and I'm so happy. Like, we haven't really played that much, but it's been great that he has.
We gotta run Helldivers.
On God.
Add your boys. What's your username again?
I'm Young Water Cycle everywhere.
You are. And I am Serene Pie. Spelled exactly how you think it's spelled. I'll be running it in Street Fighter 6.
Street Fighter 6. Bro, I can't believe, like, niggas be... Bro, fighting games are so hard. I don't know. I just miss playing Super Smash Melee.
Dude,
and being good at that. Like, that was...
I'm not nice at Smash anymore, dude. I used to be so good, and then, like... Now I, like, go online, and it's, like, everybody is just whooping ass. Like,
bro, everyone's cracked on every game. Okay, yeah, I'm going to talk about this, because we got to talk about this. Why is everyone good at video games now? I'm tired of YouTube giving the sauce out to niggas.
I got one answer. COVID.
COVID? Oh, my God.
Bro, my little brother got, like, a 4-6 while playing Rocket League during class.
Fuck. Bro, we're cooked.
Yeah, it's fucked up, dude. You can't even play Fortnite anymore.
Everyone's cracked.
Yeah. Like, Warzone, like, it's a little more accessible because, like, you can't build in that game. But, like, I mean, Smash, like, forget about it. Like, fucking, like, I'm still nice at Street Fighter. I'm nice enough and I can just spam.
Yeah.
Like, shit if it works. And, like, you know, like, if I need to pull out the sauce, like, I can whoop some ass when
Facts.
Time is given. But it's, like... Actually, no. I'm cracked at platformers. I'm going to just say this right now.
Say that shit.
See me in Fall Guys.
Fall Guys.
See me in fucking Fall Guys. I be stacking dubs every time I log on.
Bro, okay. Bro, I've never played Fall Guys. What is the point of that game?
Dude, it's a stupid-ass game. You just got to get to the finish. It's so dumb. You just have to, like, it's literally just, like, a platformer, like, where you just have to beat out everybody.
Oh, okay. Like almost like a... What's that game? The Last Man Standing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that type of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I remember playing like what's that COD mode, where you like everyone's a zombie.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even remember that shit.
Or no, that's Halo.
But no, COD had a mode like that. You could like be a zombie and like it'd be hunters versus zombies or some shit.
I never played that COD.
Bro, that's fire, bro. It was like, but it was.
Dude, I played Halo 3 and it was like that.
bro. Halo 3.
Halo 3 was the shit. Bro, shout out, like, Sky Palace or whatever it was called. Mm-hmm. And, like,
was like, that, like, Rust?
Nah, it was, like, you could, like, drive up and then, like, just get, like, all the weapons. And then, like, you have, like, one big-ass zombie that everybody's just got to kill over and over. The mode goes on for, like, you get every gun in the game. Like, they had so many custom games. Like Cops and Robbers, like Fat Kid.
That shit, okay, Cops and Robbers would go off, bro. Yeah, that shit would be fun all day.
Do you ever play Fat Kid?
No, what's that?
It's like you have somebody who has like super armor, but then like they're really slow.
Oh, and you're just fucking like...
You're just shooting at them, and then like they have like the gravity hammer, and it's like they gotta kill you and like...
Oh, okay, but they don't have like a gun.
No. Okay. I guess like gravity hammer and energy sword.
See, but that's what like fucking the COD mode was like. You only had a knife or some shit.
Yeah, they trailed Halo.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Yeah. Halo was doing it back in like 07.
Okay, bad. Bro.
But yeah, dude, like what were your video games as a kid?
Bro, for me, okay, bro, obviously Sonic Adventure 2 on the GameCube, bro. That's when I played that shit.
Bro.
I played Sonic Adventure 1 on the Dreamcast. Like, my dad had the Dreamcast, so, like, I played
that. You played
the
OG.
Bro, no, literally, bro. Like, I remember these things as a kid, because, like, I was sitting back thinking about this. I'm medium Kia iPad kid. Like, I was...
Because, like, the Dreamcast had the screen, right?
No, well, I'm saying, like, so, like, my sister was born in, like, 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like born in 97, so 98, 99, 2000, 2001. I had a GameCube at 5.
Yeah.
4 years old.
Dude, I'm in the same
boat. And I played that shit every day. Like it was like, so I'm basically an iPad kid.
Nah, same boat, bro. Legit, like my older brother had the N64 out. Like, mm-hmm. like one of my earliest memories is like playing Mario Party 3 with like my brother and my mom.
Bro, literally, like, one of my earliest memories was playing. There's this game called Conker's Bad Fur Day.
No fucking Conker.
Yes.
You telling me you know fucking Conker?
Yes. Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Bro, you're talking about you fucking
Conker. Bro, as a fucking kid playing Conker's Bad Fur Day at 4 or 5 years
you
old.
You were one of those fucking kids.
Bro, yes, bro. And I'm like, I love this. It was my favorite game ever, bro.
Of course it was bro. The so Great Mighty Pooh.
Bro, yes, bro.
You played fucking Conker.
At like 5 years old. And me and my dad are playing this shit.
Bro, that game is so like the funniest shit ever.
No, it is, literally.
Like, straight up.
No,
like,
literally.
That one scene where, like, they're, like you gotta fight the pitchfork.
Right,
and he's like, I was gonna beat chickens. Right. And then Conker's like, were your parents related? Like, no. Before they got married?
I swear that, like, that game, I'm so confused they haven't, like, remastered it.
No, like, they did. They put it out on, like, the OG Xbox.
No.
But that game was ass.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. Like nowadays, like, I think
they
that
should.
Would go off.
Dude, they... I think people have been asking him, like, him for Smash for, like, years.
Mm.
But, I mean, we got Banjo, like, next best thing.
Mm. Bro, Conker's Bad Fur Day. Okay,
holy
bro.
Shit, that might be, like... Bro, like...
Bro, I was an iPad kid.
I mean, I already fucked with you to, like, the max, and that just, like... holy shit, bro. Like bro. We legit, like... Like, we might have had, like, the same childhood.
Bro, no, literally, like, fucking... We played Conker's Bad Fur Day. Obviously, I played Madden. And, like, mm-hmm. That was how I, like...
Shout out Mike Vick.
No, like, legit...
Rest in peace to my dogs. Feel like Mike Vick.
My favorite player was... Because it was, like, Madden 2001. It was, like, Eddie George was on the cover on the Titans. And I liked their colors. So, I was, like, a Titans fan. And I like Steve McNair.
Yeah.
So, I was like, fuck yeah. And then, like, a little bit more time went by. And I started playing football. And then I was, like, a Cowboys fan. Because I played on the Cowboys. And I was like, yeah, I'm a Cowboys fan. Fuck it.
Yeah.
And then... But it's so funny. I played on the Chargers as well. Because then I like LaDainian Thompson. But whatever.
Yeah, didn't
anyways,
you so, play our running back?
Yeah, bro, sorry, I was like, yeah. Fuck with LaDainian Thompson. But anyways, but
dude,
video
LT
games,
was the shit. I was 21 when I was a kid, too.
Bro, he's
and I played,
so funny,
I played
bro.
Fucking line.
Bro, he's like, I'm on the line. With see, but nowadays you get away with that because, like, you can do that now.
Dude, LT.
Goated, bro. Watching
top five RB ever.
Ever, bro. And it was like, And it sucked that the Patriots... Fuck the Patriots.
Fuck the Patriots. Fuck Tom Brady.
Bro, fuck that.
People say, like, we hate on greatness. No, like, greatness can suck this dick. Like, fucking Tom Brady robbed us of...
The whole 2000s are... Anyways, but
yeah. Philip Rivers is a Hall of Famer. Fuck y'all.
And he has 12 kids.
Hell yeah. And you know what? Each of them are going to play... I just lost my train of thought.
You're good, bro.
Fucking edited in post.
Edited in post. And then, like...
Philip Rivers is still a Hall of Famer, though. Fuck y'all.
Fuck y'all. Fuck what y'all talking about. But yeah, bro. Video game-wise, I really just, like... I played, like, you know, the little games here and there. Like, I played the sports games. I played the all the fucking, like...
Play Pokemon?
Yeah, I played Pokemon. Hell
Coliseum?
Yeah.
Or Stadium?
Oh, Coliseum.
That's my dog.
Come on, bro.
That's my dog.
No, for real, bro. My parents went by stadium. but I had to rent it. I think I rented stadium. And then I played, like, the fucking Mario, all the Mario Party games. Like, I had those. Fucking Super Mario Strikers.
Dude, Strikers
like,
was the shit.
Luigi's Mansion.
Strikers might be, like, the best sports game ever, low-key.
Bro, like, I was like, obsessed with that game,
dude,
bro.
I used to be, like, fucking ranked.
I
like,
was cracked. Like, bro, I would do the fake shot, fucking do the power-up, and be like, whoop, whoop, whoop. Like, yeah. Bro, but just... Anybody I played on that, they're like, what the fuck? I'm like, yeah, I'm being your ass.
Bro,
it's 7-0.
That game got fucking sweaty. Like, bro, I don't
know. Motherfuckers would do the shot where you have to, like, block the, like, motherfucker. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm making 8 goals in one shot, bro. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I love that game to death. Damn, like, I played all that shit, bro. Like, all
Mario Kart Wii.
Yeah, plus. Like, Double Dash.
Yeah,
fucking
Double Dash was the shit.
Mario Kart Wii. Wii U. I had the Wii U.
Same.
So, and I thought that shit was ass, but, like, I had to get
it
for Smash.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I had to get Jinx. That. I had to get that Smash, bro. But yeah, bro, I play, bro, we play any game I name, you're going to pretty much be like, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm definitely main Madden. And then, like, I used to play NBA Live heavy, then 2K got good, and then, like, I played 2K heavy.
Yeah.
But then it was, like, play, like, fucking Metal Gear Solid, shit like that.
It's Solid Snake.
What was that game where it was, like, the nigga was, like, sneaky? Tom Clancy. It's Splinter Cell. Play Splinter Cell, shit like that.
Yeah.
I don't know, here and there.
My little brother, like, fucks with Rainbow Six Siege.
Bro, have you played... It was on the Wii, and the nigga was, like... It was, like, a sword. It was, like, Red Steel.
Nah.
No, Red Steel was fire. I
played Skyward Sword.
Skyward Sword. You played Soul Calibur?
No, but I played at a homie's house.
Okay, so
like, cause like I know Link is in that game.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. See, bro. Now we're just.
Yeah. Yeah.
Soul Calibur's fire. Nightmare's on there, bro. Nightmare's cold. I like Nightmare. Fuck. I'm trying to think of other games I played. But yeah, bro. But gaming.
Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah, Luigi's Mansion's a goated, bro.
Yeah.
Fucking. Bro, Nintendo, you know, Super Mario 64 on the DS.
Yeah.
Shit like that. Oh, did you play Mario 3 on 3 hoops on the DS?
Yeah.
Bro, literally, okay. We used to have a league, like, in the bathroom in elementary school.
Yeah.
I'd be like, nigga, bring your DS to school. And then, my parents had took my DS. So I took my sister's DS and brought it to school.
Yeah.
And then the teacher took my DS. And I was like...
That sucks.
I was like, bro.
That's worse than a phone.
No, like, literally.
Like, you can get a phone back. You can't get a DS.
Yes. Like, and so, like, I was literally like, fuck. And she went out for, like, bus duty, and I stole that shit back. I took that shit right out her desk. I was like, fuck you, bitch. I'm like, bitch, my mom gonna cuss me out if I don't bring this shit home. Bro, like, sneaking the DS on the bus was, like, my pastime as a kid. Like,
I used to bring that shit to school.
Because,
like, we would, that was when, like, Diamond was around.
Oh.
And, like, I had, like, my brother's Pokemon from, like, Leaf Green.
Uh-huh.
And, like, Ruby. And so, like, I imported, like, all of them. And, like, this dude had, like, a level 100,
shit.
Like, Blastoise, like, fucking Raichu, all that shit.
Man.
Like, a Mewtwo. Like, I taught that bitch Aura Sphere. And, like, these guys were like, oh, dude, you're not that good at Pokemon. Like, my older brother can fuck you up. And I'm like,
nah.
Say less.
Like,
slow hands. And I'm like, this dude sends out Lucario. I'm like, fucking, I just, like, soloed my Mewtwo with him. I'm like... fuck with me, nigga.
Like, nigga, you don't stand a chance.
Like my second grade ass, like,
bro, that's.
Do you ever have an action replay?
Bro, the little like the thing.
The shit you can cheat with, yeah.
Well, I remember I had a homie that had one. I'd never had no. My parents would not buy me no shit like that. My dad could get action replay. By fuck no, what is that?
Dude, I cause like one kid like had one. And I was like trying to like kiss his ass a little bit and like, you know, like get like 99 master balls real
you're,
quick.
You're like, bro, hook me up, bro.
Yeah. And then like my mom, like I asked my mom to get one off of eBay, and then like, bro, that shit like is a game changer.
Fucking action replay, bro. They used to have so many like random gadgets you could like get for the Game Boy and like shit
like
that.
Like the Game
Shark. Yeah, bro. Okay, I had this shit you could put on your GameCube that you could like play the game in the car. I had that too.
Yeah,
bro, this shit was lit.
Mini screen.
Yeah, and then they had the light on it and shit. Like, oh my god,
yeah,
fire,
that shit was lit.
Oh my god, bro. And then I had like the little shit you could put on the. Like the screen to make this shit light up, bro. That shit, bro. Growing up with that shit is crazy. Like thinking about what they got
little
now.
Little kids don't know about like DS download play,
bro. They don't.
Like,
know
they don't know about PictoChat,
bro. Like literally being on the bus on a field trip being PictoChat, but like, I like you. And
you
they're
sure
like,
shocked?
They're like, who is this? And I'm like, I've been in DMs since 2003, nigga.
This shit ain't nothing new.
This ain't nothing new, nigga. Yeah, bro. Nah, I was in PictoChat wilding out. They're like, who's user 5? I'm like, oh, let me leave the chat. I'm like, damn, I miss you. Bro,
you ever just go out of your way to get banned on Club Penguin as a kid?
No.
That wasn't you?
No.
That was just me?
That was just
fuck.
Bro, were you just saying,
that shit
were you spamming the N-word? Like, nigga. Like, what?
Nah, I would just say, like, bitch ass beach. Like fuck y'all. Because, like, my little brothers will play with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I would just, like, my little brother and I, like I fucking love Christian, but we beat so much as kids. And like one way I would get under his skin is I'd just go onto his Club Penguin account. I'd just like go in, type in fuck, banned for 24 hours.
He and gets on, he's like, what the fuck?
Dude, he used to fucking scream. He'd be like, why am I banned? I'm just like sitting upstairs like laughing my ass off. And like,
bro,
I used to get in trouble like heavy with that shit.
Bro, middle child as fuck, bro. You're so goaty, bro. You're so middle child as fuck. Bro, just stirring the fucking pot, bro. Bro, you're crazy. Bro, as an older brother, I would be like, bro, this nigga has to die. Like, just by my law, you gotta die, bro. Like, I'm strangling this nigga, bro. Bro, that's so crazy, bro. No, that's funny as fuck, though, bro. Niggas just stirring the pot, bro. Oh, fuck. Bro, so you even rap about being a middle child? That's so funny, bro. Because it's real. Like, it's a real thing. Bro. As a person with middle child syndrome, how is it? Like, is it like...
It's the shit.
It's the shit? Okay. What is the perks of being the middle child? Because
like,
there's
like,
definitely
like
to
the
being
pro,
the
same pro and con is that nobody gives a shit about you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, also, nobody gives a shit about you. So then you can go and do your own thing. That is literally why I started rapping.
Okay, because
I spent so much of my life like playing football, just like be like my older brother.
Right, yeah.
And like, he played at USC. Like, Brett's a fucking legend.
Bro, I've
like,
seen the pics. Bro, Brett,
but,
me,
like,
bro.
I love you,
shout out Brett, bro. No,
but
he's a dog, bro.
I played D-line and I like weighed 40 pounds less than him. And like, literally, like, all my coaches are like, why aren't you like your older brother? And like, kids would come up to me, they'd be like, oh, you don't start, like, you'd never be like Brett. And I'm like, dude, I'm fucking 15. Like, what's up? Like, I don't know, we literally just like, that was my cue to like just start doing my own thing. Like, I was like very like kept to myself like at that point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And like, because of that, like, you just kind of like go off and like you find what you're good at, like aside from like what your parents think you should be good at.
Right.
And so me being a middle child, like, I fucked with acting as a kid.
Right.
Like, I was a little bit of a drama kid until I wasn't. Mm-hmm. And then like that transitioned into like rapping.
Okay.
And like that was how I got into rap. Like I started like doing poetry around like high school. And
then, I do like, remember the poetry. Like that's how like you really like, cause like bro, I do feel like most of your verses are like some poetry shit. Like you really be.
Dude, I used to study Pac, like his poetry.
Yeah.
Like Concrete from the Rose type shit. You know?
Type shit.
But it's like they're, you know, I think. Like that time was crucial, and it's like the like just because like you're not the main focus doesn't mean like you have to fight for it, like
yeah bro, like, wait till your turn, like wait till your time, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it's like good to operate without pressure,
right?
Know?
Like there's like or, no go no. ahead
I because I don't know how to put it to words, but like basically like it, like everything that's made me who I am is a blessing. But also everything that's made me who I am is like also like what drives me. Like I think sometimes I have like I've always had felt like I've had something to prove, even though like I don't need to at this point. Like I think it's like
that
more
chip
about
on
being,
your shoulder, bro.
Yeah, and it's like I was thinking about it the other day, it's like I've done the work.
Right.
Now it's about like just showing other people I did the work, here right. I am, what's up.
What
it's like
need.
It's not like I need to like constantly like I do need to constantly like try to be better,
right?
And it's like, but I think I'm like where I want to be, instead of like, you know, like I'm really hard on myself. Like I was like everybody was hard on me. Like fucking I grew up like having football coaches like fucking berate me since like fourth grade, nigga.
Bro.
Like and like that is, it just is what it is.
It is.
And
what
so
it
like
is.
you. You know, you
and it's
take
like
it what you give.
And it's like, nigga, we definitely got CTE.
Yeah. No, I know. I fucking CTSPN. I had two concussions before I was like 18.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. Okay. CTESPN. Shout out Antonio.
Shout out
AB.
Put that shit on. Put that shit on. Nah, but what was I gonna say? That's a CTE. Nah, but
you're talking about like the pressure of the coaches they put on you as well.
And then, but it's like when you're not seen as like a star as a kid, like it allows you to take a step back and like really assess shit, like for what it is.
Right.
So it's like it's easy to see like that people are full of shit.
Fact.
And I think something that I learned was that we give a lot of adults like way too much credit. And it's like, you know, like. Just because like somebody's mean to you doesn't mean they mean ill will. Like sometimes that's just how they like communicate.
Right.
And that's fine.
Right, right.
But,
like coaches that were just loud as fuck.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And it's like noise to make noise. But that being said, like if you can take a step back and really be like analytical, like see shit for what it is, and then like it makes it so much easier to just move forward. And that's what like my album is about, like kind of just accepting shit and like moving forward.
Yeah.
Like I think like as a middle child especially, like I kind of saw my older brother's life as perfect, and like in his words it's
right.
Like not like the,
facts.
And it's like Brett will tell you that he'll probably get pissed that I'm saying that,
right?
But
he's like nigga, my shit ain't right.
Nah, but like, and Brett's like fucking balling too, like
right.
it's not like you know, like he's fine,
right?
But I saw him as like the fucking gold standard, like
right.
That's my fucking,
that's your big bro.
Yeah. And he's like a fucking legend in his own right, so it's like everything I do has got to match that.
Facts.
And
bro.
It wasn't until I moved away from that I was able to like do good for myself.
Facts.
Like start like rapping and get to where I am, and then like discover my own fire in a different way. Like
yeah,
different animals, same piece. Rest in peace, Kobe Bryant.
Shout out.
So
what
was,
the fuck does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
You're welcome.
Clap, clap, clap.
Nah, but it's just like, you know, like I got, I'm not gonna say I found myself. I think I was here the whole time. And
right.
I think like
you just need to grow up into it, like grow
yeah.
into it type shit.
And it's like you just gotta like find the right places to grow.
Right.
Like, I think like everybody has like their strengths and what they're good at. And if I have any advice to give, it's play to your strengths.
Yeah.
I don't. I think there's a limited amount of time in this world, and if you waste it, like, trying to be good at shit that you're not, like, you know, like, have a passion for or like have like a natural like you know like ability for it, then it's just like, you know, like maybe you take a step back and like see what you're doing, like see it for what it is, because right. it's like not everybody needs to be like, you know, the fucking next LT, you know, like yeah. I think it'd be cool if like people were, and it's like you could strive for that, but eventually like you do have to get real, and it's like even then like I still question like, is this rap shit for me sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like sometimes you do have to get real and like assess like where you can go from here. Like I think it's important to wear multiple hats, like just to figure out like what you're good at and like where you can succeed. And you know, I think like I'm my own manager, like I book my own gigs, like I fucking like book my own studio time, like photographers. It's like I've learned like a little bit of like photography and like video editing. Like I took a broadcasting class when I was in middle school, high school, and you know, it's like when you're able to like learn these different skills and it's like find out what you're good at, like what you have an eye for, like what you have like an ear for. Like I can't sit behind, like shout out Sean, because like but shout like out Sean,
Tom, bro.
You want my fucking vessel. You're also my brother. I fucking love you, bro. He can sit behind his computer for hours and just cook and just like fucking know what sounds right, knows what sounds right, and like, you know, do what he does best. I can't do that. So instead of like just sitting on my ass and like, you know, looking at like videos like while we're working, I will find shit to sample.
Nice.
I will make myself useful, and that's actually where video games tie back in.
Right.
Because, like, a lot of the soundtracks, like, I showed you, like yesterday, like, we sampled Sonic Adventure. Like,
yeah.
T-Hall's theme, if you guys are familiar. And Sean, like, heard this particular bit and, like, was able to make, like, an entire, like, track out of it. And it's, like, now what I have to do is, like, book my studio time, like, get into writing, and then, like, make a song out of it, promote that shit, and then perform it.
Nigga, yeah. Okay, like, I know you're talking right now, but I just want to talk about this real quick. This nigga is a genius, because I don't even know if I'm allowed to talk about this.
Go for it.
So, when the Chuck album became a thing, like, he hit me up and was like, yo, Leak, like, I just bought, like, a beat pack from Chuck, like, a bunch of beats from Chuck, like, all type of shit. I've been talking to Chuck, you know. And you know, like, you know, he's like, yo, like, I don't, he just, like, let me hear some of the beats that he was, like, just got. And I'm listening to him, and I'm like, these are hard, but, like, I don't even know what to say on these. I wouldn't even know where to start, you know what I'm saying? And then you just start, like, you know, you took your time, and then you just started, like, slowly, like, pumping these motherfuckers out, and each one was like a banger. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm listening to these songs, I'm like, how did you find this pocket? Like, how did you even think to even like go here with it, or like, you know what I'm saying? So it was like super crazy to like hear the beats just by themselves and then hear you turn them into your own thing, bro. So like it's, this shit's nuts. Like, I don't know how you do it. Like, I don't know. I don't like, bro, I be listening to these shits, I'm like, okay, like, I mean, you could be like, let me see your titties on here, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's all I got. Like, I don't know, but like, you really be putting like thought, like your thoughts into it, and it's like, it's fucking fire, bro. I don't know how you do it, but I admire it so much.
Dude, that's the whole theme of it. It's like getting real, like getting real with me, getting real with like the world. Like letting them see me for who I am.
Right.
Actually, you know who was a big inspiration in it, and not in like my style, but like in the theme of like everything I've been making for the past year, is The Weeknd.
Wow.
Like, because like I think for a minute, like I was just trying to wrap my ass off, like seem like I'm the hardest to ever do it. I grew up in Carlsbad. I'm not the hardest to ever do it, and that's okay.
That's okay. Like, it's
like
okay.
That's fine. Like I'm accepting. Fine. Like I am who I am.
Right.
And because of that, I also have to accept the shittiness of who I am.
Facts.
Like, I think, and I'll throw it back to this a little bit, because, like, I was involved in our BS, or, like, Black Student Union, like, our BLM movement when I was in SLO in, like, 2020. And, like, facts. I was like, at least, like, people would tell me, like, I was, like, somewhat of a figurehead. Yeah. And, like, whether, like, it was true or not, like, I fucking hated being on a pedestal. And, like, you know, because it's, like, people only, like, see the good in people who they prop up. They don't see the entire picture. They pick and choose. And it's, like, that's why when Will Smith smacked the shit out of Chris Rock, everybody was, like, oh, my God. Like, I never thought Will Smith would do that. But it's like, you don't see the full picture.
Right, like, and yeah. Of course Will Smith was smacking nigga.
Yeah.
He's from Philly.
Yeah, he's from East Philly. Like,
of course he was smacking nigga.
And, but it's like, he's propped him up to be like a Prince of Bel-Air.
Right, right.
So with The Weeknd, like, because like Future, like, is toxic.
Right.
He's shitty, but he boasts about it.
Facts.
The Weeknd is shitty. But it's like, he's kind of just like, this is who I am, like, fucking here I be, like, this is what I be doing, like.
And you're gonna accept me no matter what.
Yeah, or it's like, you can, or like, you can also just not, like, that's cool either way. And it's like, a lot of my shittiness is, like, on display on this album, and it's, like, gratifying to, like, kind of let that out. Like, I don't, like, you know, like, I slip, like, I slip a lot. I slip a lot, and it's like people don't like fucking see that. And I think in our culture of like social media, like Instagram specifically, like you're only gonna like present like your best like corporate self. Like you're not gonna like show like what it took to get there.
Facts.
And I really wanted to document what it took to get there, like as I was going through it. Like I didn't. Yeah. Like, I don't want to, like, talk about my problems in retrospect and, like, what I could have done better. Like, how, like, good of a person I am in hindsight. Because everybody's a good person in hindsight.
Yeah,
like,
it's 2020. Fucking,
yeah, dude. Like, if words could get you into heaven, like, 90% of people would be in heaven.
Facts.
But it's, like, the reality of it is, like, it's your actions. And, like, my way of recording this album was, like, documenting everything in the moment. Like, I probably wrote that album from like November 2022 to like probably last month, like February 2024. And I wrote it in spurts. Like the majority of it was written like after I got laid off and like just didn't have a job and like was getting fucked up. And, like,
bro, literally, bro, I remember those days like it was yesterday, but it's literally years at this point.
It literally was a year ago.
Yeah.
Like I haven't worked for Gallo in a year. And like I was just like Alex and I were like going to concerts, like getting lit, like
is it Gallo Family? Gallo Family.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, no, cause bro, literally, I remember buying a bottle of Gallo Family, and my mom, I sent it to my mom. It was like 2019, and she was like, "Don't drink that wine." And
yeah, I was
like,
don't.
And she's like, "It has this in it, this in it." I was like, "Damn,
dude, that's why we're able to mass produce it, like." Barefoot, all that shit, like, yeah. You don't want to drink that, like, next time we go to a store, I'll point out, like, what's good.
Okay, like, but I'm definitely drinking a Barefoot, I'm sorry.
Fuck it, yeah. I cannot control what you drink. I'll probably drink it with you.
Shout out.
I used to tell my ex that, like, Barefoot was shitty, and, like, we split a bottle, so it's, like, you know.
Bro, it's $2.50 a pop if we both split it.
It's fucked up. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But anyways, it was just, like, the majority, like, the album, like, I'll make this the soundbite. The album was, like, documenting, like, what 2 years in L.A. felt like. And waking up at 4 a.m., going to work, writing, and then going to events and, like, socializing. And then, like, having 5 hours of sleep, 6 hours of sleep, just because, like, I'm still focused on this shit. Like, yeah. I sacrificed a lot of sleep.
No, facts. Like, you have to. Like, it's crazy. Like, bro, everyone's tired in L.A. You have to be.
Everybody's on something. Right. Everybody's, like, doing something. And then it's, like, unfortunately for me, like, I step back and I think about all that shit.
Mm.
And it's, like, it was, like, literally, like, I wrote it as I was going through it. Like, don't bring that ass home. Like, the story behind that is I was at the, like, my homies, Taka and Romy. Shout out both y'all. Love y'all.
Shout out.
They were doing a set at The Mint, I believe.
Shout out The Mint.
Yeah. And it was Catch One. Sorry. They were doing sets at Catch One. And this was like Taka's first set ever. There was like a girl who was like just drunk off her ass. And like nobody in the crowd knew her. And she was just like dancing on Taka. And like this is like his first set. Like he's a quiet dude. Like he's not gonna tell her to, like, you know, get the fuck off the stage. Like, you know, this is my moment. Like, and like the security guard like had to come and grab her, and she's like tumbling. And like, as I'm watching that, I'm like,
don't bring her ass home.
Don't bring that ass home. And I wrote, like, I literally, like, as his set ended, I dap him up, I go to the bathroom in quotations, and like, I just wrote that hook. And then like, I went to the studio the next day with Sean and like Trevor and Ganji, and I was like, okay, this is my idea. I want to make it like, don't fuck with you, like, I don't fuck with you by Big Sean, and like, we'll do our own twist on it. And then
nice.
Like, I just hit up Juan because it's like, he got that bar, like, R.I.P. Vern Troyer, bitch, you not grown. I was like, I need you
got
shit.
It.
Shout out Juan White, bro.
Bro, shout out Juan White, bro. Bro,
holy
so
shit,
goated.
I fucking love Juan.
Bro, no, literally, bro, I'm about to look real quick. Bro.
No Juan, stop signs, bitch, you been ran through was, like, the funniest fucking bar I've
bro,
ever
bro, he's so real for that, bro. Bro, there's a song on the album where, bro, I literally, you're in your Drake bag. And I don't want to spoil it, but he's in a Drake bag on it, bro. I don't care. And it's like one of my favorites, and it's like Put On My Heart. Is it that one?
Oh, yeah, that one.
It is that one, bro. I love this song to death, bro.
You fuck
like,
with it?
I love this song. Bro, I love this song. Dude, this
I'm
is
actually
my...
really hyped because there were so many days where I was like thinking about taking it off.
No, bro, I love like, this song.
Chuck sent that to me, and like, Chuck is like, made shit with Cudi. I'm pretty sure that was probably meant for Cudi.
Bro, that shit is like, hard, bro.
Like, that shit.
Bro, I love it. And, bro, and, like, bro, it's because you, like, you're putting yourself out there. That's why I feel like you're, like, singing on the hook. You're doing the raps. Like, I love it, bro. That's my type of shit. I love some melodic shit.
That shit's
and then
so real.
Some rap, bro. Like,
that shit, like, I don't. I hope I play it live and just suck it up one day. But no, it's like, bro. That shit is so real and, like, about people that have been in my life. Like, it's not about one specific girl, but it's like,
you've been there before.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it was like, I felt like that is like the one song where I'm like fucking like pausing when I'm like trying to drop the album, because like there's a couple or but like that one specifically, like, I don't like, I can't like listen to it because it's just like that's me like at my shittiest, like that was like, that was bad, like that, like, I'm glad I got that out, but like, it took like, that was the first song I was like really fucking drunk for and wrote, like,
he was like, bro, I had a real night,
yeah,
like,
I had to like, cause it's like, if I'm here is how you can tell I wrote a song. If it is hard, there are bars, I'm sober. If it is meaningful, if I had to, like, do something soft, I was probably drunk.
Okay.
If that shit is spaced out and fucking vibey as fuck, I was high.
Okay.
And that's, like, you that's know, it. Like, there's a couple of songs that didn't make the cut, like, and it's, like, there's, like, really me battling with, like, my demons, and like, there was like some shit that was like too heavy to put on there, because it's like, if I put it out, like,
literally, bro, I'm gonna say it, No Escape Plan, bro, yeah. That was like, look, bro, that was so hard because I like Relapse by Eminem a lot.
Yeah.
And he had some songs like Buffalo Bill where it was like kind of like a story. Like, he was telling a story, and it was like,
yeah,
you would feel like you were scared listening to this nigga rap. But it was
like My Darling.
Yeah, like that shit. So I really like this song, but I know the hoes would be scared, so I understand.
Yeah, because it'll come out eventually.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the deluxe will happen. I'm gonna waterfall a lot of singles.
Deluxe,
but the deluxe will happen.
Double
like,
deluxe.
You know, like, you guys will get it.
You'll get
but
it.
But it's like, for right now, I gotta get the fan base
no,
first.
No,
I'm like, once I get them, I can scare them.
No, yeah. No, bro. Literally, bro.
You know when I wrote that?
Which one? The
No Escape Plan?
Uh huh.
You and Neek came up down from Riverside. And I had
really?
That beat, and I was like pre-gaming, and like, I think like you guys got caught in traffic. And I was like already kind of drunk, so I wrote that in like 15
minutes.
Oh,
well, you're still in LA, bro. You're still in LA.
Yeah, I wrote that like literally like when you guys were coming down.
Damn, bro, that's so crazy, bro. I can't believe like that's just it's already been like a year, bro. That type of shit.
Yeah, that shit's. I think about going back. Yeah.
Bro, LA is always going to be there, bro. LA, yeah. Bro, I love LA, bro.
And it's like, the thing is, I can't go back. Like, it's
literally not right there. It's not hard. It's not hard.
We got homies out there.
Yeah,
like,
bro, people want us to go to LA weekly. Like, bro, like, I just feel like, bro, I can't go weekly. But, like, if I lived out there, I would be out there all the time.
Yeah. Just you got life's, like, pulling you in so many different directions.
Bro, like, so many. It's like, where do I go?
Yeah.
But, like... You know where you need to go. I think that's the beauty
about, like...
Everybody's
where they need to be.
I feel like, but that's the thing, like...
At least in America. Like, I think we definitely, like, are blessed. Like, but, you know, like, people definitely talk about our problems, and we do have our problems, but, like, for the most part...
It's pretty solid.
Where there's worse places to be.
Like, if you want to live out in the country, you live out in the country. If you want to go to the mountains, you live out in the mountains. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everyone kind of, if you want to be there, you'll be there.
Yeah.
No one's really just kind of putting up where a place they don't want to be, unless they can't afford to move or whatever. But, like, I feel like for the most part, most people are.
Yeah, and if you should make fun of L.A.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't go to L.A., make fun of it.
Oh, God, bro.
Just playing. I might need to be cut because I'm not trying to get shot.
Oh, no, facts. That's definitely cut. Shout out, bro. I know how they play out there. They don't play about that shit.
Uh-uh.
But, yeah, man. I don't know, man. I love California. I love being here, bro. I'm not from out here, so it's, like, really a blessing to be out here every day. And
what are your top five cities?
No, literally. All time.
Or, no, what are your top five cities?
Oh, top five cities? Okay. I will say... El Paso, just because I was born there.
Facts.
DC, because they got like a kind of a cool nightlife.
When'd you go?
Probably like September, like 2018, 2019. I went to go see Gambino out there, and I got blackout drunk.
Oh yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah, I literally
your
like
Bosch got kind of pissed, right?
Yeah, no, yeah. Like literally, yeah, dude. Yes, yeah, so literally, dude. I mean, yeah. Fucking Nashville is like third.
I need to go to Nashville.
People
have been bugging.
Dude, Nashville's lit as fuck.
Yeah.
And it's like, listen, Dr. Umar, I'm sorry, it's white hoes galore. Like, you literally can't miss out there, bro. If you miss, you fucked up. But like, you know, Nashville's pretty lit. Vegas, obviously.
Yes, sir.
Like, that's my number one. Vegas is number one, just because like everyone disregard everything I'm about to say, but it's different bitches every day. It's different hoes every night. It's different hoes trying to get piped. And I guess what? We keep gonna make it right. Like, bro, I love Vegas. Vegas is the best city in the world. And you could get a steak any time of day. Like, bro, who gives a fuck? Like, bro, you can, like, bro, Vegas is the best. And I really hate COVID because it, like, ruined a lot of cities. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't even know what, like, like, ew. I've been to COVID, L.A., pre-COVID, but, like, I didn't...
I would say low-key ruined L.A.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like it's just fucking different. And I, like, I've been...
Like, nobody... Like, people already, like, barely dance in the clubs in L.A. Like, I don't...
This shit's cooked.
Yeah.
Hey, unless you go to apartment 200, everybody pull up to apartment 200.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, I'm low-key...
And any Chuck English set, I'm gonna just be straight up.
No, they be dancing, bro.
They be going off.
I'm trying to go, bro. I'm trying to have like a thing. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but like we're gonna have a birthday thing out there. We're gonna be in LA.
Hell yeah,
bro. We can make that shit happen, bro.
Put that shit on,
bro.
We gonna have AB in the cut,
bro. For real, bro. AB is.
He's gonna be our bouncer.
Nah, for me. Nah, he's gonna be in the booth, bro. We're gonna let AB do a DJ set.
Bro, I'm gonna ask AB for the feature price.
Bro, honestly, I think an AB feature would be hard.
Yeah. I think, you know what I think his price would be? Can I tackle him?
Bro, the good.
I seriously.
Open field tackle?
Yeah. Okay. Do you think you could tackle AB open field?
No, I can't. But, like, maybe you could. I haven't played.
I think I'm too slow.
I think I just haven't played in a while. Like, if I was, like, training, got up to speed, I could do it.
Yeah.
But, like, me right now, fuck no. I can't even. I don't even think I could tackle, like, paraplegic. Bro, do you remember just to graze over that, do you remember playing like backyard football? I remember playing backyard football and they had the nigga in the wheelchair on there.
Yeah. Kenny Kawa Yamaguchi.
He was cold, bro. That nigga was like the best tight end on the game, bro.
Yeah, I got some paraplegic friends, man. They're tight. Like, honestly, Like, those are some of the best attitudes.
Because you're still alive, bro. You have to have, like, that spirit about you, or, like, you just sad or something. You
know 100%.
What I'm like, I love life every day, bro, because, like, you know, I'm able-bodied and I move around, but it's like, even if I wasn't, like, I would still be like, damn, I'm grateful to be here, bro. So... I don't know, man. We out here, bro. One beer, bro. I'm having a good time, bro.
Should we get another?
Bro.
Episode 3?
Bro, let's do it, bro. We gotta go get another one, though.
That's what I'm saying. Are you down?
I'm down, bro.
Make the walk over?
Bro, we could drive at this point. I can literally hop in the car. Never mind. We could walk.
We could walk.
But yeah, guys, this has been Blink talking. We just been talking. I don't even know. Like, we've been hanging out.
Leak and Ream. Your boy Pablo Sanchez.
Yeah.
They call me Dirty Sanch. Yeah.
Serene
the Dream. We're the Hakeem Olajuwon. But your bitch know that I'll be the one that she missed out on. But I don't do this shit for fun, because I'm not a rapper.
He is, though. but it was Emily talking. We had Reem in the studio. We just talked some shit. We had a good time. If you related to any of this, you a real nigga. If you didn't, that's cool too. But it was good to have you on the episode, man. And it's a good long one. Like, if you gotta drive somewhere, just listen to this and vibe with us. We had a good time. I hope you had a good time.
Yes, sir.
This has been a good time. Malik talking, episode whatever, put it right here.
420.
It's not 420.
I was saying episode 420.
Okay. Episode 420. Me and Reem.